Hey!
Hi, party people!
Hi, girls!
Hey!
Hey! Happy BNN Sunday!
Yes, BNN Sunday it is.
Big apologies to our viewers and listeners that we missed a week.
Okay, so here's the deal, you guys. I was in New York City. So
last weekend,
but also like for the,
tell us why,
like half of the week before that as well. And it is because I did a showcase in New York City because I'm a BFA musical theater major and I'm a senior. I'm graduating this semester. So we did our senior showcase. We all traveled to New York, the eight of us, and we performed for about 30 casting directors and agents. And so, yeah, it was pretty exciting. It was a pretty packed trip. We also did a bunch of workshops, saw a bunch of shows, but it was so much fun and I can't wait to live there.
So are you saying that because of that experience, The Bachelor had to take sort of the back burner?
It did.
Are you saying that Joey took a back burner to your launching your life?
Yeah, pretty much.
It seems that way.
Pretty much. I mean, I still saw the episode. I still watched it, but we just couldn't record because there was genuinely no time.
You were on the New York grind.
She was packed.
Mm-hmm.
And okay, well.
I was also deathly ill, so. Not deathly ill, but I was sick. So it actually worked out well because now I'm healthy and home.
Yay. Well, let's talk about some of the different things that are happening. Right now, Claire has completely abandoned every other thing in her life to focus on moving to New York and searching for furniture on Facebook Marketplace in New York.
That's true.
Even though she has a few months left of school. So that's where Claire's at. I'm here with Phoebe next to me. Actually, next to me. Yes. I have my arm around her because
next
she's home
to you
for a few days because she's kicking off her spring break with a few days in LA before she heads off to a cold place to visit her roommate for the rest of spring break. And we got to hang out last night and see Tommy in A Midsummer Night's Dream, which was
actually the best. Like, it was just awesome.
Claire, I wish
you could see it. I'm like lolling. It was so good.
It was really fun.
It was actually like they did really good, like with the concept of like Shakespeare, I think. I don't know. Like it was just like I understood it. And like normally I struggle still with Shakespeare. But and you would think with high school schoolers, no one would know what's going on. But like with the costumes and like the way that it like is presented, like it was just really good.
They did a
really
good
job. And
like
the actors were so funny and like I was literally like laughing like unironically. Like, I was just like cracking up. I was like, that's actually hilarious.
It was really good. It was
gosh, I'm so jealous.
So yeah, Phoebe's on spring break. Claire's brain is in New York and I am grinding at work, just coming back from a trip from Louisiana. So it's been busy for these newbies.
We've been girl bossing,
which means we've had to put our Joey love a little off to the side. But we are all in right now. Phoebe and I finished watching episode 7 today. And so let us begin by saying, for those of you who do not know, if you are joining us for the first time, which you probably aren't, but if you are, we are a mom and two daughters. And we just like to talk about life. And we use The Bachelor or The Bachelorette to conduit us. Into that space. So, Bachelor, please conduit us into generational talk about life, love, and everything in between.
Can do us.
Oh, I like that.
Claire, do you want to talk about... Okay, so anyway, I'm Leanne. I'm the mother of the trio.
I'm Claire. I'm 21.
I'm Phoebe. I'm 19.
Do you want to talk about what your fun fact was? Did you actually do that for the casting directors, or did you guys do a personal thing, or no?
No, I didn't. No, we did do a fun fact, but I decided to do a different one. But for the showcase performance that we did at our school 2 weeks before the trip, I said a fun fact before my performance because that is something that, you know, we all wanted to do to kind of, you know, make us a little more memorable. And so I said my fun fact was that I have a bachelor podcast with my mom and sister. But when I actually got to New York, I decided to change it because I figured that was something I could say in the interviews, which I did. So I said, I don't write songs in my waking life, but apparently I write songs and sing them in my sleep. And true. People laughed at that.
And I report and transcribe.
And yes, Phoebe is the witness.
And Casey is a witness now as well.
Oh, good.
Yeah, so.
That's really powerful.
Okay, so let's dig deep on Joey. I don't know. I'm just currently in episode 7. We know we've missed a week, so we can sort of talk about big themes over
well,
the first
yeah, I mean,
two episodes. But
I don't think I have that many notes, but I did say or Joey thoughts. Is starting this episode with an effing breakdown.
What was happening? I forget.
He was breaking down.
He was.
Saying what? That he's insecure?
He was, like, scared because his biggest fear is that he's going to be there and the person he wants isn't going to want him, basically, at the end of it. Or he's scared that it's not going to work.
Yeah.
And I thought that my kind of big theme that I was, like, looking at with that was he said that he has a deep feeling that this won't work out.
Wait, really?
Anxiety or intuition? That's the question.
That's interesting.
He said that in his, like, when he was, like, having that, he was just like, I don't know. I just have this, like, deep feeling that this won't work out.
Oh, my God. I didn't catch that.
I know exactly. Like, I know how that feels.
What do you mean?
When you're, like, it's, like, is it anxiety or intuition? Like,
or
you say, you convince yourself that it's, like, this thing that's, like, I just have a feeling that, like, this isn't going to work out.
Mm.
But it's, like, that's a lot of times, like, when you say something like that.
Like your gut.
I have a feeling that I'm not going to be safe, or I have a feeling, like, with paranoia, or, like, with whatever, like, is that just anxiety, or is it, like, true, like, your body knows that, like, something's happening?
Well, I just have to say, like, usually I don't hear anxiety being described as, like, a deep feeling. Usually that's kind of, like, a surface feeling that's, like, kind of, like, distracting you from the deep feelings. So that's just very interesting that he described it as a deep feeling, and that's what leads me to feel like that's his gut, like, which is interesting, and,
Uh-oh, Joey's gut says he's not going to end up with
anyone. We've talked about gut feelings before on this show, and I do think that what you said, Claire, makes a lot of sense, because I think anxiety is more like a floating through the brain feeling, and the gut is like that sort of like internal center that just speaks from like truth, and you actually can like feel it.
Yeah.
And if you are having anxiety or you're second guessing your gut, that's just fear and your brain and blah blah blah, you know. But I think gut feelings are pretty powerful, and I know that from becoming a mom, really have to trust your gut a lot, because you can get out there and have so many different messages and opinions about what you're supposed to be doing to be the best kind of mother, and sometimes you just have to go with your gut.
Yeah, totally.
So I wonder what this means in the context of Joey.
It means that he's going to be mothering.
No, is he going to... Like, he thinks it won't work out. Do you think these feelings have any... hold any ground, or is it just...
Well, you had an interesting thing. Phoebe had an observation today where she was just like, Joey's always going like, kind of like, she loves me. Like, she has strong feelings for me. Like, kind of like, he gets really off on people having strong feelings for him.
He gets,
you know?
I think that's what she means.
No, right? I don't mean gets off like, sexually. I just mean, like, gets off, like, you can say gets off without being sexual, can't you?
I don't know. I never hear it. But, I mean, you probably can.
What?
But, like,
what do you hear?
Well, like, I only hear it used in the sexual sense.
That reminds me of, I had a note a few weeks ago that said, Leia is obsessed with getting Maria off. And then, like, I meant, like, getting her off the show, but then I looked at the note and I was like, what? And I was like, oh.
Okay, so what? I'm saying you can get off, just, like, you know, get a little thrill but not a sexual one, just like a little energetic boost from people loving you. And he's always like, wait, are you all in? You're all in on me, right? Wait, you're all in on this, right? Okay, you are?
I totally agree, because he was like, I feel like jumping for joy right now after Jen told him she was falling for him. And I'm like, no way you care. Like, there's no way you care about her. Like, there's no way she's making it to the final four, whatever. And really? So I'm like,
I kind of thought maybe.
I really did not think so. And so I was just like, oh, really? You're jumping for joy? You're on cloud nine because Jen, like, says she's falling for you? Like, I don't believe
he that. Says things a lot like, I love how I can tell you're really comfortable with me, or like, I can tell you're really feeling confident in me, instead of like in where we are. He always says like me,
yeah,
or like, ooh, which is why I thought it was so funny that video that you sent when they said, ask not what you can do for Joey.
No,
ask not what Joey can do for you, but what you can do for Joey. I was like, yes, 100%. That's how it is sometimes. Like, he's just so like, do you love me? Are you confident in me? Are you this, you know? And he's like,
yeah,
it feels great. He always talks about feeling special.
Yes, yes.
He always says, Jen makes me feel so special, or this person makes me feel so special doing these things throughout the day, which is like, obviously it's good to feel special, but like,
well, he's just like, well, his basis is like, are you all in on me? Are you all in?
Yeah, totally.
If you're not all in, then we're done.
Kinda. Except for Marie.
Well, no? But yeah, no. But not even. Like, I think he might be all talk in that sense. Oh, Rosen. But
what do you mean?
Well, like, he might just be like, oh, like, you have to be all in because I'm scared of someone leaving me. But then someone shows doubts and he's like, oh, you can stay.
You're good. Just come on.
He's like, actually, I'd take it back.
Because if someone just looks into his eyes and just is like, you know what? I am falling for you. That's all he needs. That's literally all he needs. He doesn't even have to be falling for them.
Well, it's not all he needs. I don't think it'll actually be all he needs in the sense, like, when he actually is, like, getting down on one knee. Because, like, I think that for, like, this, for getting him through this process, he needs to hear it. Sorry. For getting him through this process, he needs to hear it.
You can't just make that noise and not explain to the viewers, like, what that was about. It was such a specific reaction noise.
Mom, like was picking at her heart monitor that she has on, and it, like, kind of freaks me out medically.
Medically.
But, like, I think that it's enough. This process is so hard and, like, confusing that, like, those little things are enough to get him through. Like, those words of, like, I'm falling for you. He's like, okay, we're on track. We're on track.
Ooh, his love language. Like, okay. His love language, maybe words?
We think in words?
Yes, words of affirmation, big time. Yeah, good point.
I thought you were going to say bitch.
And physical touch.
Words of affirmation, bitch.
And physical touch.
And wiping tears.
Oh, yeah.
Acts of service.
We have the full, look at this. It's like thumb from nose outward. Thumb wipe. The thumb wipe. The Joey thumb wipe. There you go, Claire. That's exactly right.
Look at that thumb wipe.
Because he, like, fully, like, grounds the rest of his hand, like, on the side of their head. Like.
Yes.
And then.
Okay, I want to quickly just get a video of you doing that, Claire. Go ahead. both hands.
Both?
The Joey thumb wipe. Okay. I mean, not thumb wipe, the tear wipe.
The thumb wipe. Yeah.
That's right.
Slow and steady.
That's
perfect. I don't know. He's... Oh, you're still laughing. Sorry.
I'm still laughing. I'm like... No, but I mean, honestly. Okay,
But, like, I think, like how he said, he's going to be 100% confident when he is actually proposing. And I believe that he's going to, like, go for the person he actually wants. Like, I don't think he's just going to go for someone because they show him a lot of love. Uh-oh. I think that's just enough to get him through this very challenging process of The Bachelor.
Oh, go ahead.
I was just going to say, like, I think already with the final four, like, he has cut out the women that he, like, does not feel strongly for.
Mm-hmm. Period.
Period, period. But do you think that he is definitely more insecure than you originally thought? And are those insecurities going to get the better of him?
I don't think that he's more insecure than I thought. I think everyone has insecurities, and he's being like open with them. And I like I actually wrote this down that I love on that group date right after his breakdown. He told all the women that he was having like an emotional day, and I really appreciated that, because I feel like I never see like when the bachelor or bachelorette is like having a hard time, I never see them like really like own up to that. They're kind of like, I just need to put it aside for the date today. Like, I just need to like
for the be women all in. Or like for the men. Yeah.
Yeah. Like be present for them. And it's just like, well, you can still tell them like, hey, this is where I'm coming from. Like, and I think that that's a good thing to do. And I appreciated that he did that.
And sometimes being present, like, you're able to be more present when you just, like, get that out of it. Because then after he got it out of, like, the whatever, got it out off his chest. System? Yeah, got it out of his system. Mm-hmm. No, just got it off of his chest. Like, he kind of, like, it was still, like, an emotional day, but, like, they were still able, like, to have fun. Or, like, they were still able to, like, have moments. And, like, he could know that he wasn't, like, faking anything, which I totally agree. I was loving seeing some more Joey authenticity in the past two episodes. Like, even with, like, his conversation with Maria, which I'm sure we'll talk about later. Like, I thought he was being really, like, honest. And also, like, they were communicating, like, in a real way and not just in a way of, like, this is how we're supposed to, like, interact because we're on The Bachelor and we're trying to make it seem like everything's perfect. It was, like, I feel like pretty real and good, so.
Yeah.
Joey, love you. Love your emotions.
Joey will accept this rose.
I do like his emotions. Okay, so, and going back to the first episode that we don't need to go into deep dive, but I did find it interesting that someone wrote here about Lexi leaving with the baby. I mean, not the baby, but, you know, she wants to have a baby. I was like,
what baby? And she left with the baby. She just ran.
No, but Phoebe wrote, Lexi and Joey timing. And I thought, you know what? Timing is a really interesting theme that I remember thinking a lot more about when I was younger. Mm. And when you're older, you don't think about timing exactly in the same way. Do you know what I'm saying? But when you're younger, timing, and as far as like, do you want to travel? Do you want to move? Do you want to settle down? When do you want to have a family? Like, all these types of things are a lot more kind of relevant discussions. And I kind of had forgotten about that because I haven't thought about timing in so long. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Because you get to a point when you're like where I'm at, where it's just like, I just am about raising you guys and making sure you're out in the world on your own two feet and blah, blah, blah. But at 25, like, or 27, you are thinking about that stuff a lot more, you know? Mm-hmm. So does that play into your guys's view of thinking about dating, timing? Does that really, I'm just wondering at this age, because you're young, 19, 21, are there timing issues that you guys think about or not really?
Yeah.
Really?
Go.
Because like, you just start thinking like, okay, like if I start dating someone right now, there's the summers that you go and you leave and things are weird. And then there's all these breaks still where you're still like having, like you're in this in-between phase. And then what if there's something abnormal happening? Like one of you is like studying abroad or like doing an internship or something that's like happening. Then you're like, oh, that probably like I'll be here and I would want to like be, or I would be abroad and like I would want to fully immerse myself there. I wouldn't want to be with someone. Then suddenly you're graduated. And then what happens? What if we live some other places? Like, I feel like it is a lot more, like, there's, like, these, like, blocks of time, at least for me right now. Like, am I a sophomore? Yeah. Like, it's, like, everything is kind of, like, blocked off in my brain a little bit, as opposed to, like, just, like, fluid, because it's, like, there is kind of this structure still I have to follow. But so it's, like, as far as dating goes, I'm just, like, well, if someone has a slightly different plan than, like, maybe it's not worth it because you assume it won't last anyway, probably, in college. So, like, well, I guess that wouldn't make sense. But, like, you're just kind of like, I don't know.
I think you guys generally stay with people way longer, or your intention is to stay with people way longer when you're young than I did. I mean, at our generation. I feel like all of us were just like, okay, we're just dating somebody for a couple months. Okay, now we're dating somebody else for a couple months. Okay, now we're like that. Where you guys have more of like this long haul view earlier that I think is kind of interesting. And I wonder where that comes from.
Maybe it's because all of our parents are divorced. Like you're already thinking about
going through summers and go, what?
Maybe it's because all of our parents are divorced.
What does that mean?
Like, our generation, like, so, like, everyone's parents are divorced. So I just wonder if that, like, plays into, like, we want to find someone. I love that you're, like, looking at me like that. She's, like, so close to the screen.
Okay, so what?
You guys need to turn a light on. I can't see you.
Okay, we're about to. We're turning on a light.
Thank you. No, I was just saying, like, because, like, okay, like, we are just, it's so interesting because, like, I feel like, Mom, your generation's parents, like, were, like, forced to stay together because it wasn't, like, socially acceptable to get divorced. And, yeah.
And religion.
Yes, totally.
Everybody was, like, so much more tied to these religious values that have gone completely out the window now.
Yes.
No one gives a crap.
Right. And just, like, the old-fashioned, like, view of, like, oh, I said for life, I will not go back on that no matter what, like, you know, until we die, we will not be parted, whatever. Till death do us part, I mean. But,
until we die, we will not be part of whatever.
But then your generation saw that and was probably like, oh, shoot, like, my parents really should have gotten divorced because they really messed me up by staying together, right? And then, so then you guys grow up, and get divorced. And then,
and now we want to.
And now we see all of the divorce and we want to go back to the olden days.
We see your divorce and we raise you staying together forever.
Now we're back to old fashioned values of staying together, in misery.
In misery. No, I just wonder. If that is, like, you know, because so many people, I mean, I feel like we see this on The Bachelor all the time. So many people are like, my parents are divorced and I never want to do that. Like, I never want to, whatever. You know, Medina. She doesn't even believe in love anymore, to be honest. So.
Get over it, Medina. You're 31. Let's remind you, we have no tolerance for your pain. No tolerance, Medina. Cry, baby.
whoa.
Well, anyway.
Just kidding.
So that's my theory. I don't know if that's true. Sorry. I wonder if a psychologist has, done any research.
Looked into that.
I think it's a lot more complicated than that because I definitely do not view that my parents who have been married now. Oh, my God. Where are they? This year? It's going to be 59 years.
I am talking generally. Like, I'm not talking about everyone because I do think that there are a lot of old couples who are genuinely in love and should stay married.
Yeah, like, but there weren't always times that they were. I mean, I don't know if grandma or grandpa are in love, but I mean, maybe they are. I think there's a certain point that you get just too tired and the thought of looking for anyone else just seems exhausting. So you just sort of settle in. But the point is that I hear what you're saying, Claire, but it still makes me wonder at, for example, 19, why Phoebe is thinking about summers and breaks and abroads and timing and all that kind of stuff, when the reality is that the only way that you kind of get to experience different types of dynamics is to bounce around. Like,
fully agree. And listen,
bounce around.
That's what I want. Like, when I think about, like, bounce? What do I want? I would love to have, like, a lot of experiences. I would love, like, I don't really, like, it, again, worst case scenario is I meet the love of my life tomorrow. Like, you know, like,
yeah, agree.
Just like, agree. Like, just like, oh my gosh, like, pump the brakes, you know, like, I pump definitely agree with the fact that, like, it's fun to just, like, be, like, bouncing, but I, at the same time, like, can't put that into practice. Like, I struggle putting it into practice because, first of all, don't know how people do that. Like, what? Second of all, like, I'm gonna get attached and then, like, really be sad, even though that's the whole point, is just to, like, have these short things. Like, I had
you
a short thing.
You can still be sad, I think. I think you can still be sad. Like, I don't think it's literally as simple as, like, okay, date for a few months and then just be like, it's time, okay, and, like, both, like, I think it involves, like, heartbreak, and I think that's part of the whole experience and part of the learning experience. But I think, Mom, like, my thing is, like, I've been saying that, like, I I could get into a relationship right now, but it would have to be short term and like whatever. But what I struggle with like conceptualizing is like, if I go into it thinking this is going to be short term. So it's like, when do I cut it though? Like, and then it's just whenever I feel. So what if I don't feel it until like 6 months? Like what if like I'm now moving to New York and I'm like, shoot, like I don't want to leave this person. Like now I don't feel like it's our time yet. I don't know. Do you know what I mean?
Oh, crap.
You don't?
There's too many things going on.
What do you mean? I think this is where I think The Bachelor is not helping, because this whole focus.
The Bachelor not helping something? It makes everything better.
I just think that this whole pressure, because you guys both have this feeling about like this phrase, the person, which I literally can't take. And I just think that the way you are bringing a little bit of like the person mentality into these decisions of dating.
No.
Because honestly, what?
What do you mean?
That's what it sounds
that?
Like with what you just said. I'm just How? Saying it's like, don't be so, it's like, I just think there's something about your generation that you're just more hesitant to like act and be messy. You're like a perfectionist generation.
We're scared of getting hurt. We're scared of our feelings.
Yeah, because exactly. Yes. You're scared, but not of your feelings. You're just scared of getting hurt.
I'm scared of my feelings.
You're scared of being messy. And I just think
being messy.
Just mess up. Mess up.
Yeah, maybe it's because
mess up, bless
you guys. Maybe it's because of you guys. Ever think of that?
What?
I'm just kidding. I love when I say something like about mom's generation and she goes, what? In the same manner every single time and like leans her head forward.
What? No, but really, what do you mean? I screwed you up?
No, I'm just kidding. No, listen, like, we're talking about generations here. So like, you know, I know that we know each other best in terms of like the people in our generation or in the other person's generation. But it's like, are we really a perfectionist generation or are Phoebe and I just perfectionist children? Like, what do you think?
I think this is across the boards. I think there's very few people that are bouncing around in relationships. It's like everyone's ready to get married at 22. Everyone's looking for like the long-term thing. Everyone's looking to kind of survive long-distance relationships and all this kind of crap. And I just think I personally loved
everyone
loving
though?
A lot of boys. I took a page out of grandma's book. It's just like, okay, I'm like loved but, passionately this person, and then I loved another person, and then I loved another person.
But grandma,
it was just kind of fun.
But grandma and grandpa got married very early on.
No, they didn't. They got married at 25. That was old for them.
Yeah.
That was old for their generation. There's a lot of people getting married at 19 and 20.
Mm-hmm. No, yes.
It just freaking hurts. To think about.
Yeah, because, yeah.
No one wants to be hurt. Yeah, no one wants to be hurt.
And then, look, we're being in love just for it to end. So we plan and we think, is there a possibility this could be forever? Because we don't want to think about endings.
That's because you guys are psychologically delicate, you know? And I think that part of it is because we have bubble wrapped you. And part of it is this, our fault. Because our parents really made us feel like shit all the time. You know, grandma and grandpa, they always just made, you know, there was a lot of messy, bad feelings in the family. And I feel like I probably bubble wrapped you guys too much emotionally and tried to make you feel like everything was okay. And honestly, I should have just made you miserable more.
I should have beat you with a belt.
It's probably because I packed your lunches for so long. I bet if I stopped making you breakfast and lunches, you guys would be more ready to be messy in love.
You know what, Mom? I have to say that I think I could put it into practice. So I think it's okay. I think people just have their preferences.
No, it's a whole generation. Look at your friends. Look at your friends.
Girl.
My friends.
I'm looking at
my friends.
How many
of your friends are in relationships? How many of your friends are in relationships?
Is this to point? Which point is this proving? Is it that you think a lot will be in relationships?
No, I think no one will be.
But that doesn't make sense because you're saying that.
Yeah, because everyone's waiting and holding out for the perfect thing instead of being messy in love.
Okay, question.
Because no one wants to just go out, fall in love with a hot guy for a month, kiss him a few times, say you're in love, and then have him dump you.
No, because
and then do the next thing.
Freaking, it's... I'm sorry for saying freaking like that. That was weird. I sounded like a nerd. Boys don't freaking... boys don't, like, make moves. And so we all think that they're going to be making moves and they don't. So... where everyone's just no one.
Honestly, I am so like, literally, down.
Because guys are stagnated.
If a boy asked me out, only at 100%, I would be doing these silly things, okay? Love, like, sure, go with a hot guy for a month. I say yes, even when it's someone I don't really want to go on a date with, because I want to do this, you know?
Just dress.
You're like, just even though get, I don't just, like them at all.
Just get all flirty and just flirt
they
up.
They won't Mom, do anything, because boys are little...
Trust me, I am a flirt machine.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just saying, like, put on the little cutie outfits. You guys wear those, you know, boobless, those boob things.
Boobless? And
I just remember always telling you guys, like, you're wearing those shirts that people can see your side boob and they're going to want to touch it. Anyway, I say just kind of like...
Gross.
Just, we are grimacing, by the way.
Anyway, the point is, I just think that... I hear you. Okay, so then it's the guy's problem. It's just that there's a lot of weird... I don't understand. Listen, I just think there's a lot on both the men and the women's part of your generation that is very resistant, hesitant, uncertain. And let me tell you why. Do you want to know why?
Okay.
The screens.
The phones. Oh, the screens. That they have basically arrested your romantic, emotional development, and it's true.
Go ahead.
Okay, I just have to say that I honestly could be dating some people that I know right now, but I don't want to hurt them. Do you know what I mean? Because, like, I know that I'm not in it for the long haul for them, and they, like, want to be in it for the long haul for me because everyone's in love with me. Like, they're down bad. So, yeah, like, I'm just saying.
Everyone's
like,
in love with you?
Everyone, every single person.
I fear
everyone. Everyone you look at.
No, I'm incredibly fearful because everyone is in love with me.
Every time I walk out of the house, I fear. But I can't wear cuter
outfits. I can't. Or else it will be dangerous.
People would literally be falling over themselves, like, looking at me. No, but like, genuinely, I know of some people, and I'm just saying I don't want to hurt them, and that's why I haven't been messy, because I care about them as people, and
well,
I don't want to just...
Do you want to be in even a short-term messy thing with this person, these people?
I don't know. Maybe. You know what I mean? Like, I'm willing to, like, find out, but, like, they're kind of, like, at the next level with me.
Anyway. Are we talking about who we know?
Huh?
Are we talking about someone we know?
Possibly. But listen. All I'm saying is that I don't want to hurt people, and so that's why I don't want to be messy. Because
maybe
being
our
messy
generation is empathetic.
I definitely messy, was not empathetic.
Being messy means hurting other people. Like, it doesn't only mean being hurt, it means hurting. And, like, I don't
we're
like
scared
hurting.
To hurt other people. I think we are also, maybe this is the screen, I don't know, but we're, like, it's good, obviously, to be, like, not want to hurt other people. But, like, when, yeah, I agree, when you hear messy, it's like, okay, just kind of, like, general disregard, do whatever you want kind of vibe. And, like, that... Okay. We don't want to lose friends. We don't want to
lose. I agree. I'm not saying that. I don't think that you should jump into something messy with someone that you're really not interested in, who's in love with you. I totally think that. But what I think about other things, let me give you a new challenge then. I think that screens have arrested your generation's development because
arrested development.
When we were in high school and college and we did not have phones. Okay, remember, we had no phones. Let's go way back. Okay?
Wait.
So guess what that meant? That meant that you went to a party and you bumped around with people and you cracked open a Budweiser or Coors Light or whatever, because that's what you were doing. and you got curious about people and you asked them things because you didn't learn about people through Instagram reels and you didn't learn about relationships through sharing videos, and you didn't text things and say, oh, now I know someone. You literally sat face to face with someone and asked them things about themselves. You got curious about people. And when you're curious about people in person, connections occur. And you guys are a stunted generation for connection forming. I really think so, because what it takes is that you have to go into a room with someone, and next time you're at a party and you're saying no one's asking you out, get curious about a guy. Who are you? Where are you from? Ask them things. What are you interested? What Instagram reels do you like? No, I'm just kidding. But you know,
do you mean your baby era or your husky era?
Do you want to see the baby reels my mom sends me?
But I'm just saying, it's like, it's about not using the phone as an icebreaker, as a protection device, as a whatever. It's about being a human,
yeah,
bearing open heart, which means I'm willing to be hurt, I'm willing to be embarrassed, I'm willing to say something stupid, I'm willing to be rejected. And that's what we went through. We went through rejection, we went through trying to kiss someone and being turned away, we went and talked to our friend, I just tried to kiss him, he told me I was ugly. We went through all of that face to face, and that hardened our spirits, but it gave us more will to get in there and get messy. So I encourage you guys to put down your phones and get curious about a boy.
I'm not at a party, like, typing, like...
Yeah, I'm never on my phone.
Do you like me looking at them, like...
No, but talk to a boy. Who are you? What's your name? I'm Phoebe. I'm whatever. Where are you from? What are you about?
I do it.
You do it?
You know what? I do it as well, but sometimes I like flirt. To stick by my friends, unless I'm like really in the mood to actually get to know someone else, because sometimes I'm just not. I'm like, I just want to be with my friends.
I get it. Well, flirt.
But even talking about
flirt.
Getting someone to know someone else is just...
No, sounds exhausting. but I get what you're saying, Mom, and I agree. Like, I feel like I can see that in some of my friends. And I try to reflect on my own phone use, because I want to be like the least dependent on my phone as possible. By the way, you guys, like, I think I've told both of you before, but for the listeners, when I landed in New York City that morning, because we took a red eye, I had a headshot appointment in like an hour and a half, and I had to get from the airport, from JFK to Times Square. And our showcase, the person who was our coordinator, who was leading us, on the way from the airport to our hotel, she basically just put me on an air train by myself because she was taking everyone else on the subway. And she said, get off at Penn Station and walk towards 8th Avenue. And by the way, AT&T was down this morning, so I did not have any service, couldn't contact anyone, couldn't pull up my maps. I was like, I am just... pretty much on my own in the olden days, right? And so I'm on the train, have nothing to do on my phone, I'm looking out the window, which I try to do anyway, even if my phone is working, because it makes me feel like nostalgic when I like look at the wall, because I'm like, oh, I used to do this as a child, just look at the wall instead of look at a screen, you know what I mean? And then I got to my headshot appointment by, you know, following direction and asking people where to go and what what to do. And they always reference their phones because they don't know what the heck address I'm talking about. But, I just kind of had to just navigate through without a phone. And it feels like good. Like, and I do want to be like less dependent on it, like whenever possible.
Facts.
Anyway, I just think the timing thing is interesting. I guess we got onto a whole derail, and I love that
totally
you asked
did.
So many directions and everything. But I just think it's interesting to hear your perspective. I'm not sitting here trying to say that the way that I grew up or is the way to do it. You guys have different things. You have a lot cooler words. You guys are more connected in certain ways. But I do think that this way of dating is very different. I think people your age don't date as much, and they're looking more for long-term relationships sooner. And I think that's interesting.
Well, I also have to say, I feel like I've noticed with some of the people in my generation is that, like, because we had screens when we were so young, we are actually, like, straying away from that. Like, a lot of us are addicted in some sense, but a lot of us don't like it. And a lot of us are like, we're tired of it. Like, we're tired of being attached to this thing. Like, when we raise our kids, we are not giving them screens. Like, you know, like the generation that's right below us, they are growing up with iPads from, like, a year old. You know what I mean? And so, like, they have that, and we are seeing that, and we know, you know, we got screens when we were, like, you know, 10 or something, and we know how that's affected us. So now we're seeing the younger generation, and we're like, oh, shoot, that's going to mess them up. Like, I am not doing that to my kid. Like, my kid will spend a long time before they, you know, get screens. And so, like, it's just interesting to see, like, the different perspectives and see how, honestly, I feel like my generation is starting to go towards, you know, kind of like the more disdain for the technology at young 100%. Ages.
Well, I think that's interesting, and I wonder how that will shake down. Okay,
Mom said that she likes words that we use. Mm-hmm. And today when we were on our dog walk, I said off the dome, and she said, like, I was like, oh, I don't know that off the dome. She was like, what? What does that mean? And then she was also asking about what pookie means.
Pookie?
Okay. Pookie.
What's pookie?
Well, because I told her, I said, hi, pookie. I said that to Marvel. And she was like, what's poopy? I was like, pookie.
What is pookie?
It's just Claire, a pet name. What's
pookie?
Right? Yeah.
What?
It's kind of like a pet name, but it's like a silly one. Like, you don't really use it, like, super seriously. It's more kind of, like, ironic. Like, hey, hi, Pookie. You know.
Hi,
like,
Pookie Bear.
Okay, like someone you love?
Yeah. like, it's kind of like, hey, honey. Like, hi, honey, but, like, more, like, silly. Like, because
I'm going to start using that.
Because no one is like, like, Pookie, I love you so much. Like, you know what I mean? Like, no one's using it. Like,
I think it actually probably started that because of couples like that.
Listen.
Like, I think that's how the joke started.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Couples who are just like,
agree.
Pookie Bear love buns. Pookie.
Well, you know what? Our number one fan, again, shout out to Ames. You know that her and Preston have the most amazing love names. And I think they do call each other Pookie.
Do they actually?
Well, things like that. I don't want to give away they all would. Their special names, but they have a lot of special names.
You said they would.
They know.
I think
they
were in my dream last night.
Were
and
they?
And Eli too. Yeah, the whole squad. Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, wow.
That's crazy.
I miss them.
So, let's just say, wow, we just spent a long time talking.
I know,
elk
right?
Milk. Elk milk.
disgusting. Disgusting.
The elk milk looked really thick. Like, how could it hang on Rachel's face that long?
No,
where
genuinely.
It was like a little white beard of whipped cream milk. It looked disgusting, and I don't even understand how anyone could drink that.
Listen, I realized that I combined my notes from the two episodes, so I don't know where it starts.
It's fine.
I love
Can
that.
Can I just...
Oh, I... I wanted to say that I love that Joey rejected Jess, and that's kind of, like, really all I just wanted to say, honestly.
Wow. Sorry. Yeah, Jess's relationship was definitely an idealization, or an ideal, like a... Like
exactly.
A,
and that's how
like
I felt about
think,
Jen,
I'm
too.
Like, you can't fall for someone that you don't really know,
yes.
You know?
Yes,
100%. Or it's, like, it's not real. Like, you can, like, your crush is probably getting deeper, but...
Yeah, totally, totally.
It's a crush
it's
from
a,
afar.
It's also just, like, the, like, being wrapped up in the world. Like, emotions are so high all the time that it's just, like, oh, my God, like, I am falling. I'm doing it because it's, like, you want it the whole time. You want to be falling. And so then you're, like, oh, my God, it's happening. It's happening. I need to tell him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
it's just,
yes,
like...
Yes,
but
I'm sure there's, like,
it's not
competitive
true.
Nature of it, too.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Oh,
Claire was a little something on the computer screen, and so Phoebe went to, like, brush it away, but it looked like she was putting her finger up your nose to like she was just like,
I'm getting rid of
because she was getting rid of a little speck, but it was, like, right in your nostril.
Oh my god. God, okay. Amazing.
So she was like...
I think it's kind of like a competitive thing too, though. Like, it's like...
Yeah, agree.
Because you see how Joey reacts when someone loves him.
Yeah.
Who says they are.
Someone was just saying that they love the competition. Yeah, it thinks that they'll like... It was Maria, I think.
It thinks that it'll put them ahead.
No, Maria said she doesn't like
competition. Oh, she doesn't like competition. Well, on that, I know we have... Oh, go ahead. Was there some other kind of broad stroke notes that you wanted to say? Because the one I wanted to talk about is that kind of about the Maria thing in the last episode where she was being very open about doubting and sort of whatever. And he's like, you're just going to leave right away. Like, I need someone who's here. And it's kind of funny because honestly, any normal person is basically doubting the process. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't understand how you can be a normal person.
Like the and not process doubt of the Bachelor?
Of the Bachelor. Yes.
Yeah. Well,
so
he
it's
is.
Like, for example, Daisy. Like, Daisy's like, goes up to him and goes, hey, you know, I'm not just going to say I'm in love with you to get a rose. Like, I'm just being real. Like, whatever this process is whatever. And he's like, oh, that's what I needed to hear. I want to meet your parents, right? And then Maria comes in and basically says the same thing, but in her own way. She's like, I don't know. I'm feeling really weird about this process. I mean, I'm really into you, but this whole other thing. And he's just like, what? You're going to abandon me? Okay, I just don't even know if you're in it for, you know, believe, whatever. Well, and I'm just like, they're basically saying the same thing.
Disagree.
And... Really? Because the thing is I think what is more real? The ones who doubt the process or the ones who don't doubt the process? I mean, I actually think it's more real if you doubt the process.
I think it's not about doubting the process versus not. It's about how you go about expressing it. And, like, I like that the whole Maria thing, I don't know. It's not a deal breaker for me because it's not a deal breaker for Joey. You know what I mean? Like, I think it's like a little much to be like, I don't think I can do it anymore. And like walk off and like, instead of just being like, I really just like, I don't know. She like, it made it seem like she was going to leave, which like is stressful. Like, and I think that the conversation they had after was, like, really productive, I think, and, like, him saying that he wants her to be every side of herself. Like, I like that he didn't say, don't be this way, and more just, like, that does freak me out. Like, I'm gonna be honest, like, that aspect, but, like, I want you to be who you are. Like, I like that, because it can be hard, like, going through relationships, like, you get these messages from people because it doesn't work for them, that you're maybe supposed to be a different way. I mean, there's certain things that it's like, okay, you should probably just, like, to have a healthy relationship. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, this and that. But, like, I like that he didn't try to say, like, stop being this way, and was more like, I am, if you are the one, like, I am going to accept you for all of this. You know what I mean? And I think they dealt with the aftermath good, but I just, I don't think she probably should have been like, I think this is it, and then walked away and then come back and been like, yeah, I was overreacting.
That's the reason why I said I disagree with you, Mom, because all Daisy said was, I'm not falling for you yet. I think I can get there, but if I'm being 100% honest, I'm not there yet. And I felt like Daisy was being the most honest out of, you know, everyone, including Jen. I already roasted her, but she was lying. Whoever else said, like, I'm falling for you, whatever, like, Jess, whoever it was, like, I feel like Daisy was really being real because she was like, I know this is putting me at risk of being sent home, but I can't lie to you. Like, I want to keep getting to know you. And so, like, you know, whatever. And because he wanted to keep getting to know her, like, that was not a deal breaker. And she was so relieved, and she said she was going to cry and whatever. Like, those feelings are there, but she doesn't want to, you know, be putting on a facade or be exaggerating just for the sake of getting the rose. Whereas Maria came in and he literally said, is your mind made up? Because it seems like it is. And she's like, I think so. I think it is. Like, she was literally preparing herself emotionally and preparing him to leave. And so it was really shocking that when she excused herself and spent a few minutes in the bedroom with the producer or whoever, that she just came out and she was like, so, I lied. Like, you know, like, she was, like, all of a sudden super happy, and she was like, so actually, like, I feel fine. Like, I was kind of like, whoa. Like,
that was a weird jump.
I was
something
very,
weird happened.
Like, yeah, exactly. I'm like, I don't know. The editing probably could have cut out like hours. Like, who knows? They like she could have been in there for 5 hours. And no one knows. But like, it was just like very shocking. And let me see if I did I write anything down. Oh, okay. Yeah, like I felt like he was very confused. Like that just confused him, and that would have confused me too, because I'm like, you are ready to like fully walk out and now you're not anymore. Like that's what is like confusing to me. Like it's not even just like I'm not falling for you. It's like I am ready to leave you because, you know, obviously
because
it's like
I'm jealous or because
yeah because see, this is hard for me, but it's just like it's like, you know, you know, it kind of, I wrote down at the end, like, not at the end, but when she was, you know, talking to him and he was, like, kind of trying to wrap his head around the fact that she had changed her mind all of a sudden and that she's staying. I wrote, poor Joey is so confused and hurt. She kind of just seems like she's trying to keep him wrapped around her finger. Like, that's what it felt like to me, where she was like, I'm going to, like, give him a taste of, like, what it would feel like to lose me and then not have him actually lose me so that he can, like, you know, feel more deeply for me or, like, want me to stay or, like, there was something. Like, I'm not saying that was her intention, but I'm just saying, like, the whole thing felt like she was like, okay, I'm not going to leave, but I'm just going to say that I am to see how he reacts and then just be like, JK, like, I'm staying. Like, you know, there are people who do that, who threaten to leave and then
no,
stay.
No, I know. I know. And honestly, it was a really interesting thing for me to look at because I feel like most of the time when people do that, they're speaking about their own fear. Right, that's all they're doing. They're saying, I don't know if I can take the closeness or the rejection or whatever it is that's coming into their head, so I'm going to leave. But I think what they're wanting, and I think what Maria wanted, was for him to say, no, I want you to stay because I am in love with you. Mm-hmm. I think she was trying to force him to say something, right? And I think it is a really not a great dynamic because you need to be able to be there wholly on your side and all in for the other person to be all in.
You can't threaten. It can't be based on them.
You can't threaten to get something. So I think that it was a really illuminating moment because I do feel like we all have tendencies to kind of pull back when we're afraid about certain things or to threaten things that we don't really mean. Anyway, it was interesting. It was really interesting to see.
Yeah.
But I do think that I feel like their dynamic shifted. I feel like she's not number one. At first, after their date, I thought they're all in. Like, I literally thought that. But I don't know. I started thinking that maybe it's not.
I did write that I loved their banter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, they have definitely a unique dynamic, but I don't know because
it's like one to last, honestly.
Who's your fave? Yeah. Who are you betting on? Paul Hardy?
We love the way that Joey says stuff like, you need to start believing that it can be you. Like, about
Maria.
Like, to Maria when he was like, I have connections with all these girls, and I'm going to end up with someone here. You need to start believing it can be you.
Oh my God. He says it like he's like an ad, like
an ad for The Bachelor.
The last thing was that on Daisy and Joey's date, I thought he was asking Daisy to give him her best nay, but I think he was talking to the horse because then the horse like went nay, but like he was like give me your best nay.
Okay.
And I thought he was talking to Daisy.
Nay, nay.
And he's like,
I would he would be like not at all what
he'd
I
be
meant.
Like, oh.
I'd be like, yep, that's right, I was a horse girl.
Mm-hmm. I was betting that Rachel was going to get kicked out. So I really feel like
Mom was like, really?
That she, because I love her.
I knew that Rachel, she was staying. I was like, I know Jen is not staying, and whoever else it was, I was like, they're leaving.
Kelsey, I thought Kelsey T had a chance. Huh? No? I thought Kelsey T had a chance.
Who?
Kelsey T.
The actress from LA.
Oh, no, no, no. I didn't. Sorry, I couldn't hear you because you're far from the microphone or something. I thought. I don't really know. But yeah, no, Kelsey T. I thought she had a chance, but I didn't think that it was enough of a connection because Rachel was strong from the get-go. Daisy has always been strong. And Kelsey the other two.
And I just, Maria was the only one that I was like, okay, I think it could go either way. I think it could go Maria or Jen or Kelsey T. Like, I didn't know, honestly, but I knew Rachel was going to be there.
I thought that there was a chance that we could get down to three. Like, I thought there was a chance that, like, he might not say Maria, and then it would just be Daisy, Kelsey A, and Rachel, and that was just who was going to be going, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, yeah. But do you, okay, so anyway, we'll see. I definitely thought he was going to take Rachel because he wanted a trip to Honolulu. I thought he was picking it based on locations, like where he gets to go for hometowns. Oh. He's like, do I want to go to Honolulu or do Doesn't I want to go back there? To Canada? Well, I don't know. He did, but he's been back in Philadelphia now. Yeah, I think he's back in Philly. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, he's like, vacation-wise, Honolulu sounds pretty good.
That's funny.
Rachel.
And it does look like it's going to be fun.
That's horrible, though.
Okay, so a couple things to wrap it up. I want to say that I really love Anita Lumberjill. I think I'm going to be Anita, Lumberjill, the certified badass who was splitting the wood.
Oh, Lumberjill. She's good. I think she
was so good. And I just want to say that in my mind, you guys are both certified badasses.
Thank you.
Oh.
So are you.
You are my own Anita Lumberjill.
You.
And the other thing we laughed at, Phoebe and I, when we finished, Phoebe watched it the last half with me today because she had already watched it, was the polar plunge and the fun size bachelor getting into the cold water. And then, he was such a fun size bachelor at that moment because he was just like, I don't know, I'm so cold. And then he was just like trying to put on his little polar plunge hat.
He said doesn't have a lot of meat on his skin.
Oh, yeah, on his little fun size bachelor bones.
Yeah.
And
so
okay,
then he was just like, I can't breathe.
But then Kelsey calmed me down. I mean,
I know, honestly, that is so true. And then he was just like, oh my God, if Kelsey wasn't there, I would have gotten out immediately. Like, it was just like,
Do you guys think Joey is more or less attractive than the first episode? Now that you've got to know him.
More.
Both of you more?
Yes. I love that man. And I think he'd fall in love with me, if given the opportunity.
And I stand by that. And I've always said that.
I think so, too. I think he would fall in love with both of you.
The sister battle.
Yes, please.
Sister wives. All right.
We love you guys. And thank you so much for tuning in again to this episode of Bachelor Nation Newbies. I've been thinking it would be nice to get some professional mics up in this bitch because...
I've been thinking that.
I'm sure this is going to sound bad.
Like, I know Mom has one, but just... No, yeah. But if we all had one, like, I think it'd be better because, like...
Let's go next level.
I just think, is it time for us to take it to the next step?
Chat,
what do you think?
No, I'm ready.
Let us know in the chat. And also let us know if you believe that Paul Hardy does represent the typical Canadian. You know the guy in the bar? It said typical Canadian who told him about the polar plunge?
Yes.
That was cute. All right, so is there anything else you want to say, Claire, Phoebe? Is that it?
No, I'm...
review.
Yeah, love you guys. Thanks for listening.
We love you. And...
Can we change? Thank you so much
thanks for tuning in, please. I know it's really hard. Rate and review. You know, we did get a new review, you guys. A really positive one. And I don't know who it's from.
We don't know it.
Oh my God. Thank you, guys. Thanks.
Whoever gave us a really positive review.
You get one big kiss from me.
Yes, from all of us. Anyway, it's really good. But anyway, try to rate and review us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. Amazon, we're everywhere. Bachelor Nation Newbies, we need a few more reviews to to get in there
to make $1 million
to do it. And we're also thinking about taking this this little mom and daughter pony show out on the road. So we'll let you know if we end up touring together.
Oh my god.
Anyway, I love you girls. I love chatting with you. I love having Phoebe home. Can't wait to see you again, Claire. Can't wait for visit you in New York.
I know.
And all that good stuff. And until next week, when we get to see Joey's hometown adventures.
And I love you, Pookies.
Woo! Love our Pookies. And we love
elk milk. Elk milk. Elk milk.